From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The global community debates further action against North Korea. The UN Security Council says it's working to craft new sanctions against North Korea after its latest nuclear test. The UN ambassador from Uruguay, Elbio Rosselles, the current council president, spoke following an emergency session.
The members of the Security Council strongly condemned this test, which is a clear violation of Security Council Resolutions 1718 of 26, 1874 or 20 of 9, 2087 of 2013, and 2094 of 2013, and of the non-proliferation regime, and therefore a clear threat to international peace and security continues to exist.
In Washington, U.S. spokesman John Kirby condemned the test but stopped short of confirming the North Korean claim of its first successful hydrogen detonation.
We're still evaluating the North's claims about this test, but our initial analysis is not consistent with North Korea's claim that this was a hydrogen bomb.
The North Wednesday justified its need for nuclear capability to defend itself against what it called U.S.-led efforts to isolate and pressure Kim Jong-un, the leader, through economic sanctions and military containment. Ivory Coast government resigned Wednesday following a promise from newly re-elected President Alassane Ouattara to bring a new departure for the West African nation. Mr. Ouattara, who won a second five-year term with an overwhelming 84% of the vote, reappointed Daniel Coblen Duncan as prime minister. The resignation signals what he calls establishment of a more unified and efficient government. He promised to reduce poverty, promote ethnic and political reconciliation, and write a new constitution. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department says the U.S.-led coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in both Iraq and Syria have killed some 2,500 militants in December alone. Colonel Steve Warren told a briefing Wednesday the terror group has lost a lot of territory.
They've lost between 20 and 22,000 square kilometers in Iraq, roughly 40% of the territory that they once controlled. In Syria, maybe about 2,000 square kilometers, maybe a little bit more than that, in the ballpark of 10% of what they control.
Warren also said intensified coalition airstrikes have decreased IS oil production from about 45,000 barrels daily to 34,000, making IS oil revenue drop nearly one-third. The United States is hailing Turkey's willingness to work with Washington in efforts to against the IS group, saying it has become much harder for foreign fighters to cross the Turkish-Syrian border and join IS. U.S. Special Presidential Envoy Brett McGurk says Turkey's deployment of resources to a 98-kilometer stretch of border followed a November meeting between Presidents Obama and Erdogan. Turkey has been criticized for failing to fully commit to anti-IS efforts. Iraq's foreign minister offered Wednesday to act as mediator between neighbors Iran and Saudi Arabia, who severed diplomatic ties with Tehran over the Saudi execution of a prominent Shia cleric that prompted an Iranian mob to attack the Saudi embassy in the Iranian capital. Meanwhile, there were more anti-Saudi protests in both Baghdad and Basra Wednesday by Shia demonstrators. Russia has also offered to act as mediator in the dispute. The Arab League is due to discuss the matter during a special meeting requested by Saudi Arabia on Sunday. The tiny Horn of African nation Djibouti has cut diplomatic ties with Tehran following the lead of Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Sudan, and Kuwait over the Saudi execution Saturday of Shia cleric Nimr al-Nimr. Djibouti lies at the mouth of the Red Sea, just across from Yemen, where a Saudi-led coalition is battling Shia Houthi rebels. The U.S. Defense Department has announced that two inmates from the Guantanamo Bay military prison in Cuba have been transferred to Ghana. Ghana's foreign ministry identified the two former prisoners as being from Yemen, says they were all cleared of all terror charges. The Pentagon says more than 100 prisoners remain at Guantanamo. President Obama has made closing down the facility one of his goals before leaving office in early 2017. Popular U.S. streaming video company Netflix has begun offering its services in more than 130 countries worldwide, with a noticeable exception of China. While popular, the company has seen sales slow in the U.S. Service is already offered in 60 countries. The company said it has a goal to be in 200 nations by the end of 2016. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.